Good evening, Zimbabwe, and this is Your Youth Forum coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, D.C. And today is Tuesday, January 5th, 2015. Excuse me, 16. I'm Tatenda Gumbo, and tonight we'll be discussing social media and digital technology and its impact on Zimbabwe, in particular, the youth. So let's get talking on our social media platforms. You can find us on Facebook at VOA Studio 7 or on Twitter at Studio 7 VOA. We can also get things going on our WhatsApp number, and that number is 001-202-465-0318. You can also call us live in studio if you want to talk on air, and that number is 001-202-619-2077. Again, that number is 001-202-619-2077, and we will call you right back. And we are also streaming live on air, and you can find us at voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, or on voandebele.com. And as usual, thanks again for joining us this evening on The Connection. And tonight, once again, I'm joined by my co-host. But before we get there, let's just quickly talk about our topic. And tonight we'll be discussing social media, digital technology, and its impact on young Zimbabweans. But of course, before we continue, I've been having a co-host joining me these past couple of weeks. And today, I'm once again joined by two very, very eligible youth to help me unpack this issue. Over here, I have Admonish Deda, who's joining me on the program. Thank you so very much.
Thank you. Maneru Moria, Zimbabwe. Starangundons Admonish Deda.
Thank you. And over here, I have Nosizwe Moyana. Nosizwe, this is your second time. So I don't know if you're coming here to take my spot or if you're just enjoying this too much.
I like this side right here.
Well, thank you so much for being back again. Much appreciated.
Yabonga, Nosizwe Moyo. We said DC and Yatabuba Kona Namli.
And of course, let's go back to you. Can I call you Dader? Because that's what we call you. I don't know if that's okay. Yeah. I don't know if Mbuanambuya or Nasekuru, if they'll be upset, you know, if I'm not using the name. But, you know, for purposes of the youth show, you know, we'll call you Dader. I'll mix it in for you. But tell us a bit about yourself, you know, what you do here in Washington, D.C.
Okay. Starangundons Admonish Dader and the student at Mzidzi Wepa Howard University. Ndiri graduate agorerino ndai nichistudha cyber security, general information systems. Asi ndichi focusa so much on cyber security, dealing with hacking and attacks that are happening currently right now in the world.
Thank you. There, Nosizwe, once again, let us know. I don't know, maybe in the past 2 weeks you
something might have changed
and actually, you're changing the world.
New year, new me, right? Well, I am still working in international development, Lapid DC. Namhla angikho emsebenzini, ngikhona khonapha. I'm still working on the blog that I have, and I actually, since you mentioned new things, new year, I launched a new podcast called An African Accent that can be found on SoundCloud.
Wow.
But yeah, I'm just looking forward to the new year and starting to do more things.
Wonderful. Admonish, let us know what we're talking about for, you know, those out there who are my Shona speakers.
So muchirongwa chedu chanhasi The Connection, tirikutariswa zvingaitwa nevechidiki mukuchinja upenyu hwavo vachishandisa zvinhu zvakaita sesocial media, internet, WhatsApp nezvimwe. Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa chedu nhasi, titumirei WhatsApp message, number dzinoti 001-202-465-0318. Motudza number dzenyu tikufonerei. Kana kuti munokwanisa kutifonera panumber dzinoti +1 202 916 2077.
Thank you. Nosizwe.
All right. Good life talk. Uhlelo labatsha olwe The Connection. Namhla sikhangela ukusetshenziswa kwenkundla zebulenjini ukukhulumisana i-social media ikakhulu kwabasakhulayo. Thumelani i-text message unombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene lani kuhlelo. Lidinge lapho okubhalwe live talk lifone inombolo ezithi 001 202 617-2077.
Thank you. Then, of course, you know, we have to talk about the issue of social media, but we are joined by one other guest who will be with us on the program, joining us via Skype. So we're bringing up that technology, digital technology theme very high.
Nice.
That is Nigel Mugamu, who is the founder of 263 Chat. Nigel, how are you?
Good. How are you? Thank you very much for having me on your show.
Thank you so very much for joining us. We're happy that today the internet in Zim is looking very, very good and crisp. So, and of course, we'll be talking about that, some of the issues that, you know, young tech people are facing in Zimbabwe. And a lot of the issues are infrastructure and the issue of internet. But let me start off with you, Admonish, here in the studio. Let's talk about social media, looking at Zimbabwe. How do you rate Zimbabwe's use of social media?
Actually, ningatangatangatindinofara ne progress yatiri kuona muZimbabwe in terms of social media usage. I think kadakutarisa makore apera aya, maZimbabweans akawanda anga siri as engaged as they are now on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Now you see kuti from the time that we had wanakwera sana baba jukwa on Facebook, now we have zviri kufaya nakeda. You find good Zimbabweans, vari muZimbabwe, never outside of Zimbabwe, they are engaging on a very high level, mazwano. And also on Twitter, you find good maZimbabweans, they are engaging, vari kutaura, you know, around the clock. We have my platform, sana, you know, ana 263 chat, ana mkoma Nigel, where Zimbabweans get to debate about my issues of the day. So I think it's very encouraging, kubata kuita maZimbabweans around the world on social media.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, and what's your take?
Well, twimbos certainly are on Twitter, and there's always something going on.
But first, explain what twimbo means.
Twimbos is Zimbabweans on Twitter. Mm-hmm. We love nicknames for ourselves in Zimbabwe, so we came up with that very cool one. You know, and between Twitter and Facebook, of course, you know, people are using it for different purposes, whether it's politics or fashion, arts and culture. But I think it's a big illusion because for the most part, those people, like all the Twimbos, were such a small group relative to the entire population. So it really brings into question, what does access really mean in Zimbabwe? And it seems, you know, it's very engaged, very active, very lively, but is it everyone?
Mm-hmm.
Not really. So it's challenging.
Thank you for bringing that up. So let's take a look at some of the facts. And although they aren't conclusive figures about the numbers of Zimbabweans on social media, and also many questions about how many Zimbabweans are able to access internet on a daily basis. But according to TechZim, which conducted research through what's called the Stat Counter Global, Zimbabwean internet use on social media outlets as of October 2015 is highest on Facebook, with 90%. Of internet traffic on these social media platforms. And coming in second place is what people might not even know about, Pinterest. We know about Pinterest.
We don't use it.
But I don't know, you know, so Pinterest apparently is getting about 3.26% of the traffic. And then in third place is one of our favorites, Twitter, which is getting about 2.8% of the internet traffic. So let me come to you, Nigel. Of course, you are the founder of 263 Chat, a Twitter platform that has expanded, you know, since its inception. One, tell us about 263 Chat, and then react to, you know, the issue of the traffic that is on social media, the Zimbabwean traffic on social media.
Yeah, so I mean, 263 Chat is it's an online media organization, so we, you know, we're a publisher of content. So we've got a website, and we use obviously the social media tools that are out there, so Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and, you know, even WhatsApp. So we've got WhatsApp groups as well. But to answer your question, so, you know, where are we, and just a general comment on social media use, you know, so. One thing I'll say is, you know, obviously not all of us are online, and that's natural. I mean, I was in Colorado in September, and the people who live in, I was in Denver, not in Denver, I was in, what's that city, in Colorado. And the people out there who live in the rural areas who don't have access to the internet there too, you know. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we've got a higher number out here, so 67% of the population live in the rural areas. But what's happening and what I've seen as a trend is that a lot more, you know, more and more people are getting online. And they're getting online primarily because of WhatsApp, because it's easier to, you know, communicate. You can send a voice note. It's much easier to obviously communicate, and it's cheaper. There are, you know, WhatsApp bundles that are available, some $3, $6 a month, which is a lot more affordable than you know, data to access, you know, YouTube and stuff. We're not obviously where we want to go, where we'd like to be, but I think when you look at Zimbabwe in the context of Africa, I think, you know, we've got, I think TechZim also did a report last year where they said, you know, mobile penetration is something like 106%. So in theory, everyone's got a mobile phone. If you look at the number of people who are online, it's usually through a mobile device of some sort. So either a mobile phone or a tablet or something like that. What I've seen over the years is that the cost of getting online is getting cheaper. It's not where we'd like it to be, obviously, but it definitely is getting cheaper. The cost of the devices are getting cheaper. You know, there's obviously different companies that are bringing in devices and so forth that are affordable to this market. So I'm seeing a lot more and more people getting online, and it's become easier to share stuff. I mean, we're seeing, you know, with the 5, you know, craze that we experienced last year, whenever it was, we saw a lot of people sharing videos, and you're now seeing a lot more Zimbabweans, both here in Zim and out there in the diaspora, who are creating and sharing videos. So that's good news.
Thank you there, Nigel. Let me come back to, you know, since we're talking about the likes of Ziruku Fire and, you know, things like that. How, in your view, did that spawn to get to a level where, you know, all ages of Zimbabweans, because my mom was calling me and she's like, oh, it's Rufa. And I'm like, mommy, please, you know, but, you know, in your take, you know, how did that spawn itself that, you know, all kinds of Zimbabweans were interested in this?
Well, I unfortunately was one of the people who caught on to Ziruku Fire very late. I used to hear it and I was just like, maybe and then when I saw it, I was like, oh, I get it.
Yeah.
So I don't even know where it started from, but I definitely saw it spread like wildfire. And I guess part of what helped spread it, even outside of like Twitter and Facebook, was WhatsApp, because people kept sharing this video. Mm-hmm. And then once people created a hashtag, that's when I was like, okay, so I could trace it to see, okay, this is what Ziruku Fire was. And I don't even know what the original video was, but people made so many of their own, like Ziruku Fire, Ziruku Fire. So I think that's what helped spread it, was that people started imitating it and doing their own with the hashtag. Mm-hmm. And that was helpful.
Yeah.
The power of the hashtag.
Absolutely. And of course, you know, Nigel did just point out data that, you know, the issue of the mobile penetration, you know, where he was saying Zim had logged in about, I think, 103%.
Yeah.
But looking at the latest figures from Portras, the Postal and Telecommunications Regulatory Authority of Zimbabwe, you know, this the first quarter of 2015, mobile penetration was down a bit to 90.8%, but that's still high for a population of, you know, almost 13 million or so. So, you know, what's your take on the availability of people to have mobile access and what that means for, you know, young Zimbabweans in particular when it comes to having access to all this content and all this information?
I think chinu chekutanga chiri important to tarisa inyaya kuti with 90% penetration, it means kuti the majority of the people are able to communicate, which is the most important thing. Kuti Zimbabweans, especially with WhatsApp, they are able to communicate with their family regardless of where they are. Now WhatsApp is a calling feature where you can actually call.
Mm-hmm.
So people are able to do that at a cheaper rate than they would if they had to like call using a mobile phone service. So that is a very good positive. But what I also find very important, what this has also brought about to Zimbabweans, is the fact that people can access news quicker than having to wait for newspapers and other means. I think you find, Guti, and it's a very disturbing trend that I actually saw on WhatsApp, Kuti, if there's an accident in Zimbabwe and people die, it spreads like wildfire on WhatsApp, and Absolutely. People are sending pictures and stuff like that. So it's a negative. For me, it's something negative, but I feel Kuti, news now is able to reach people faster, regardless mm-hmm. of where they are in the world, because of this high mobile penetration rate. So that's one of the positives that comes out of it.
Mm-hmm. And speaking on WhatsApp, you know, we have to toot our horn here at Studio 7. We also decided to follow that kind of similar trend to see, okay, there's so many people on WhatsApp in Zimbabwe, and it can be a tool to disseminate information. So mm-hmm. daily, I know we have our subscribers who get headlines and they get news on their phone without having to do much, which saves a lot of time for a lot of people. But Nigel, let me come back to you on that point. We had talked about issue of access. You know, I remember last time we spoke, I think it was maybe the beginning of last year, 2015. You know, talking about the issue of accessibility to other young people, and also obviously Zimbabweans, you know, throughout the country. What has 263 Chat done in maximizing your ability to really reach out, especially when Arukumaru, you know, how are you able to get them in this conversation?
You know, it's a tough one. That's one of our challenges, and that's, you know, ultimately why I created this you know, this company. You know, we're not where we'd like to be, obviously, and some of these factors are beyond our control. But what we're finding is, and we've been trialing these WhatsApp groups that we've got. So we've got two WhatsApp groups, and we've got about just under 200 people in these WhatsApp groups, and there's a lot of daily conversations that are taking place on their own, you know, and we're thinking that using WhatsApp is how we'll, you know, get into the rural population. You know, would love a situation where we'd have SMS, because that's even cheaper and that's even easier for a lot of people. The challenge obviously is you want to make the SMS free to send and then free for them to respond. You know, there's an organization here that has a project called the U-Report, and that's basically what they've done. So they poll. They do a lot of polls on different things. We obviously don't have the technology yet, and we know neither do we have the budget, but we're working with what we have. One of the things that we also realize is even if an issue is taking place on Twitter, even if it's taking place on Facebook, my aunt, Tetevangu Wanogara Musha, still knows about
we're still
wondering exactly. But you know, if she doesn't have a Facebook account, she doesn't have a smartphone, but how does she know? And so the thing that we must always remember is that even when we are engaged online, we do take things offline every day, you know. So around about Christmas time, which we just ended, obviously, people have gone Kumusha, they visited people, they're talking about stuff, and obviously Gogo's asking you how your life is going, and you're maybe sharing a little something that you found on social media. You may not want to explain, you may not explain how you got that information, but you are taking it offline. So it is tricky. But I think as data and so forth becomes cheaper, and the cost of getting the phones and so forth gets cheaper, then you know the hope is that people, more and more people, get online. I think what we were looking at was, let's spread the conversation beyond major urban areas. You know what I mean? So we've got people who engage, with us from Shurugu, a place where, what's going on there? But there are people like that. There are people in Shavane. There are people in other smaller towns and cities, and to us, that's still, you know, something. And so if we can grow that way and then eventually get to the rural areas, I think that'll be really good.
Thank you there, Nigel. Stay on the line there. I think we have a caller on the line joining us, Lillian Mandu in South Africa. Lillian, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
Good, good. And are you going to Kuluma? Are you going to Taura? Are you going to speak? You have three options here.
I can speak Shona and English as well.
Okay, so let's go ahead and mix it. What's your take on the topic today, the issue of social media for young Zimbabweans, in the diaspora and back home in Zim?
Well, coming here. We are loving it so much. It's something that we enjoy as Zions in Brooklyn. As for me, I met the love of my life on Facebook. You understand? We get to meet and all this stuff. So this for me, I think it's something that is making us to come together and learn a lot. And there's like, it's a way to know what is happening around us. You know, it's like it's a new experience serving. I get to go to Facebook and know your details. It's something that we love.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
In South Africa, how's your accessibility?
Hello?
How's your accessibility in South Africa? For internet and, you know, things like that. Oh, I think we might have lost her there. But Lillian in South Africa, talking about her personal experience, react.
Yeah, I think that's something that we'd probably ignored and something that is that social media has enabled people to do. Some people have actually met their loves of their lives on social media.
Yes.
I see that happening on Twitter even. Some people start hooking up and, you know, they start getting into my DMs and all that. So social media has some positives, and some people have found the love of their lives, like Lillian, and that's very encouraging.
Wide-ranging effect of social media. Yeah. But let's talk about one of the main topics that I see on social media. That's the issue of politics and, you know, how social media drives the question of politics. I'll come to you first.
Okay.
We'll direct all political questions. What's your take on that? And we know we see, like, Jonathan Moyo, for example, who's just you know, on Twitter, he has, you know, so many followers, and he's curating conversation whether we like it or not. What's your take on that?
I think I'm happy that we have a government minister in Zimbabwe who's willing to engage with the public and answer questions, even though it's not his portfolio per se.
Mm-hmm.
And I said this yesterday on Twitter, there's no reason why the Minister of Information in Zimbabwe is not on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Because the trend is you're seeing all around the world, the President of Rwanda is on Twitter, the President of South Africa is on Twitter, President Obama is on Twitter himself, and he actually tweets personally. So there are questions. Zimbabweans, you see, they have questions, and the environment that is there in Zimbabwe, we cannot freely ask questions and get answers from the government. So I think it's important for the government to have an official Twitter mouthpiece, an official Twitter spokesperson who can actually answer, you know, and respond to issues as they come. So I think it's very important what Jonathan Moyo is doing, even though sometimes it's polarizing and, you know, he pushes his weight around, in which I have a problem with, but at least he's willing to engage, which is something we haven't seen from the president or from the Minister of Information.
Mm-hmm. And if I come to you, there's the question that some people fear social media or engaging with the likes of Jonathan Moyo, for example, where they say, okay, well, how they'll know it's me, or they'll figure, you know, sometimes I think Zimbabweans or just people in general get a bit scared about that. You know, talk about that.
And like, and it's very justified, because if you look at the history of our country, where freedom of speech has been suppressed, we have people like Anna Itai Dzamara are still missing because they dared to go and present a petition for Robert Mugabe to act on, President Mugabe to act on the issue of unemployment. So Zimbabweans cannot freely speak. But I think also something that Zimbabweans don't understand is that social media kind of gives you an anonymity. You can change your profile. You don't have to put your real name, you know. You cannot use your real name. Twitter allows you to use a username. And I don't think the Zimbabwe government is at that point where they can really dig down and find out, who did this or who said this.
Mm-hmm.
I think as long as you're not insulting anyone and you're asking legitimate questions, they're able to tolerate that kind of, you know, debate. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll come to you, Nosizwe. What's your take on that?
I was going to say, like, in response to that, is what we also need to recognize as Zimbabweans is that, like, the people in our government, there's a generational divide.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're very much the old bloc. And, you know, they may not necessarily know how to use the technology.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're not going to be on Twitter. And whether or not they're government representatives, they probably would not be on those platforms. So it's not like there's no reason for them to be engaging people. And then most of us who are on Twitter would probably be on Twitter politics or no politics anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's probably not going to change until like the makeup of the people and the ages in government change, you know, because they're also the people who use Twitter and Facebook and whatever social media. So if they don't use it in real life, they're probably not going to use it for politics.
Mm-hmm. But and I want to counter that and say I think it's just a genuine lack of desire and respect for the platform. Because, I mean, these ministers, of course, they are an older generation, but most of their secretaries or personal assistants are people who are really very much caught up in the social media mm-hmm. platform. So just a genuine desire to interact and communicate with the people is just not there. Mm-hmm. And there are so many things that have been happening, well, that have happened in Zimbabwe that you have not gotten an official response, even if you looked for one. Mm-hmm. Whether it's a newspaper, reporter was calling to get a comment or opinion, you're just simply shut down by someone saying there's no comment. So there's just a deliberate lack of respect for the need to communicate mm-hmm. because they are in control, obviously. But I think there's actually a benefit that comes from being able to, objectively debate with the people, just like Jonathan Moy is doing, making sure that some people actually understand what's happening behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that was just something to counter what you said.
To counter that.
To counter that counter.
But I would say that in a way, though, you know, access to politicians, it's not like here where, you know, you like a senator will be in a room somewhere and people can ask questions. We don't even have that in real life. So this idea that we should be able to have access to them when we've never had that kind of access to politicians. And you can call it that, you know, it's lack of respect for Twitter, but why should they respect Twitter? Why should people be able to ask them questions when in real life you can't walk up to them? Like that's I'm sure in their own thinking, it's like, why should all these kids here be able to ask me a question that they would never dare ask me in person? Mm-hmm. You know, so that's probably their own thinking. And it's born out of fear also, because people having access to you means you have to be more accountable to them, and people mm-hmm. don't want to be accountable sometimes.
Let me bring in Nigel there on that. Nigel, of course, what Nosizwe and Admonish are talking about, but then we also saw in South Africa not too long ago the hashtag Zuma must fall, fees must fall, where you saw, you know, young South Africans taking to the streets but also taking to social media and driving this conversation. You know, what's your take on that, how politics and social media go together?
Well, I'll tell you what. Look, you know, when we look at, I just want to just respond to a couple of your points that were made. When we look at government, I think sometimes we look at them and say, these guys are all the same. But, you know, actually, there's different generations in that government, you know. So you've got the president, he's in a different group. You've got the vice presidents, they're a different age. Then you've got guys who are in their 60s, guys in their 50s, guys in their 40s. That's a different generation. In my experience and through the work that I do at 263 Chat, I get to interact with some of these guys, you know. Quite honestly, I think right now with where they are, like some of them are caught up in, inter-party politics and, you know, trying to play that game. Some of them are just not, just don't know, you know, they just, like, I don't see the benefit. And until you've actually gone to them and actually showed them, and that's, a lot of the times, I'll go to someone and I'll say, listen, you know, I'll go to them and say, this is something that's been trending on social media.
Nigel, sorry, can I just have you hold on the line right there really quickly? Of course, it's our first half of our show, just to say goodbye to our radio listeners. So just hold on there, of course, and Admonish and Nosizwe, please don't get up just yet. I hope you'll still be with us. To our radio listeners, sorry, it's goodbye for now. But of course, as you know, we are streaming live at voazimbabwe.com, where you can continue the conversation with us. But for now, it is good night, and we will see you again tomorrow on Live Talk. Stay tuned for those of you joining us on our live stream.